my death. There is a fact in this poem. I was born on Prince Edward Island. I mentioned that in this poem. It's perhaps the only true thing about the poem. I don't know. I'm out of water. I close the drawer. Keep bumping up against me. My death. Sadness, of course, and confusion. The relatives gathered at the graveside, talking about the waste and the weather mounting, the rain moving in vague pillars offshore. This is Prince Edward Island. I came back to my birthplace to announce my death. I said I would ride full gallop into the sea and not look back. People were furious. I told them about attempts I had made in the past, how I starved in order to be the size of Lucille, whom I loved, to inhabit the cold space her body had taken. They were shocked. I went on about the time I dove in a perfect arc that filled with the sunshine of farewell, and I fell head over shoulders into the river's thigh. And about the time I stood naked in the snow, pointing a pistol between my eyes, and how when I fired, my head bloomed into health. Soon I was alone. Now, I lie in the box of my making while the weather builds and the mourners shake their heads as if, to write or to die, I did not have to do either.